This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel, yesterday. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology, and more. Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had excellent meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Addressing the Israeli parliament, Knesset, in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said it is a privilege and an honor to stand before the distinguished house. He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. PM Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on 7th October. He said Indians feel their pain and share their grief. He added that India stands firmly with Israel, firmly full conviction in this moment and beyond. The PM said no cause can justify the murder of civilians and nothing can justify terrorism. He said India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. He mentioned the 2611 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens. He said, India has a consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. He added that terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development, and to erode trust. He emphasized that countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action because terror anywhere threatens peace everywhere. PM stressed that this is why India supports all efforts that contribute to durable peace and regional stability.
No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We remember the 2611 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens. Like you, we have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. Terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development, and to erode trust. Countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action.
Mr. Modi said there is great admiration in India for Israel's resolve, courage and achievements. He called PM Modi a great friend of Israel and a great champion of the Indian-Israeli alliance. Mr. Netanyahu described PM Modi as not just a friend but a brother. He emphasized that trade between the two countries has doubled, cooperation has tripled and mutual understanding has quadrupled, signaling a deepening partnership between Israel and India. Earlier yesterday, PM Modi received a ceremonial welcome upon his arrival. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife Sara Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. PM Modi conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian PM is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honor of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli parliament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that India has consistently underlined dialogue over confrontation, consensus over division, and human-centric development over narrow interests. In his remarks at the high-level segment of the 61st session of the Human Rights Council, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India seeks to find and expand common ground in a world marred by conflict, polarization, and uncertainty. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has congratulated filmmaker Lakshmi Priya Devi and the entire team of Film Boong on winning the Best Children's and Family Film Award at the BAFTA Film Awards 2026. The ministry in a statement said, "This landmark achievement marks a proud moment for Indian cinema and highlights the growing global appreciation for nations' diverse and meaningful storytelling traditions." In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in the Group 2 Super 8 clash in Colombo last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.